Not going to college was never an option for me growing up. When I was younger and would hear that somebody only graduated from high school, I would wonder why on earth they had done this to themselves, silently judging them for not getting a higher education. However, as I've grown up, my perspective on college has altered. This change became very apparent to me as I began to visit colleges last spring break. As I traveled along the East Coast with my dad, I couldn't help but fixate on the hefty price tag found at every school. At every information session or tour, somebody would ask how much the yearly tuition was. During the first session at Princeton University, I jumped out of my seat as the Dean of Admissions casually answered $60,000. By the sixth school, these high prices didn't surprise me. However, these numbers seemed to become implanted in the back of my mind, and as I walked around each campus, I would silently ask myself questions like, were those showers really clean enough to pay $60,000? If I'm going to be paying $44,000, couldn't they make the food in the dining hall smell a bit nicer? Of course it was ridiculous to make these sort of analogies, but how could I not when each school came with a price like that? As I realized how big of an issue college debt is for the majority of Americans, I wanted to learn more about other people's experiences with college debt and their thoughts on it. To do this, I interviewed people on the streets of Oakland. To start off, I asked them whether or not tuition played a big role in their decision of whether or not to go to college.
Oh, it's been a while, so that's a tough one.
Yeah. It plays a big role, actually.
It was the reason why I didn't continue at the time. I didn't want to take on student loans and things like that.
It was not an issue inside if I go to college, because of course I needed to go to college. Yeah. It's not an option.
I was able to pay it off on my own. I was able to make apps when I was in college for like iPhone and all of that, and made some money doing that.
Afterwards, I asked them what they think could have been done to prevent them from catching the college debt epidemic, and what I can do to stop myself from too.
Or government money, I guess, going into colleges.
Lower the price of college.
Make it cost less, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I've been watching it go up astronomically.
I mean, before it was never this high. I remember my teacher telling me that he only paid a couple of hundred per semester.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, wow, we pay thousands.
A lot of people, especially in Oakland and people who I grew up, we go through the public education system, and that's free. So if, like, if we're, you know, by law forced to go through that, and I think then our higher education should also be free.
Look for any sort of help you can get through the college system, through local systems, through, you know, actually, you know, the guy who's got so much press now, I think he's in Oakland. He's also done sort of like online sourcing for revenue.
Scholarships is key, and I hope you have been looking for them already.
Apply for scholarships, you know.
Because a lot of people have money, so why not share with other people?
What a lot of people don't understand is like those scholarships, a lot of the essays that you write for one could easily, words could be interchangeable for the next.
There's a very steep contrast between some universities and some of the CSU type campuses.
Well, it depends on where you want to go, but I would say a JC first for the first years, because that's what I'm doing.
Well, I know since I don't want to pay out-of-state fees, I am planning on staying within the UC college system or CSU college system.
I might have to go to a school that's costs a little bit less, but I still get the same goal. You know?
And definitely take into mind which schools you're going to end up paying the most for and if it's worth the degree or not. So sometimes going to a lesser known school might be the better option.
I think the financing process could have been explained better. When I was 18, I don't know that I was in the best place to make a decision that would affect me for 15 years.
I have some friends who ended up going through banks rather than through the government for financial aid, and they tend to be the ones who are stuck with huge loans still. Mm-hmm. So it's just being better educated about like which sources to get your money from.
I think more information at the junior college level or even exiting high school about what you're up against.
I would have hoped that someone would have prepared me better for graduating with $120,000 in student loan debt.
And I just feel so badly because it's so out of reach for so many people.
Some other advice they gave me was,
I would suggest you ask more questions.
Okay.
and be a bit more judicious with the loans that you take out. I could have been a bit more frugal had I known it'd be a very big problem when I graduated.
Really weigh your options.
The best advice I got in is basically just broadcast yourself and get yourself out there so people can know who you are and want to get to know more about you.
I say just explore your options.
It's scary thinking about, like, I'm going to get this awesome education and then have to, like, stress about finding a job right after college to pay for it.
So if you have the opportunity to stay with your parents and maybe work and have your own money, but go to school, that way you have that roof over your head and stuff like that, it's huge.
And finally, is college worth the money?
2 months out, I'm excited that I have done it. And is it worth it? Yeah, it is worth it. And I'm happy I had the chance to be able to pay it off.
As I begin my college applications this fall, I will definitely try to take in all the guidance that my community has given me. Whether you are also applying to college now or thinking of doing so, my advice to you is to not rule any options out. No matter how scary the cost of college may seem, remember that you don't have to deal with this by yourself and that there are people willing to help you and who have gone through the same experiences. It is important to keep your goals in mind and work hard so you can always get to where you want to go.